Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Seriously, this book was an eye-opener. For example, do you know that this kind of decline is so predictable that a few scholars are building models around it? Compiling all the data shows that the peak of creative careers is about 20 years after inception. And don't get me started on the half-life of our work. Dang! So the big question is, how do we make this transition between fluid intelligence and crystallized intelligence? My short answer, we have to let go. To remember that we have to walk away of what could be disappearing anyway to get more of what we ever imagined. And we can't play around here. We have to go all in. Here are the two hardest things to let go of, in my opinion. First up, social status. Being well known and respected is a good feeling. And let's face it, that adulation can be addicting. Here's the distinction we miss: social status versus social connection. I'll use myself as an example. I knew when I left a couple of industry associations, my status there would wane. Fewer people would know who I am. You know what? I didn't care because I found some online groups to participate in. The key here is to let go of the place, but keep your engagement. You know, status feels flattering and, yeah, good for business. The latter is what we really need, though, for emotional health. It's okay to be less well-known and still well-regarded. Second, relevancy. Does letting go mean that our work won't make an impact? Nope. It means that we matter most to a narrow, more specific corner of the world. We're still making a difference. Think small yet mighty. And who knows? Our next big adventure can take us to new heights in a different arena. It's happened. The author is a great example. What does this letting go have in common? It's the spotlight. It's the trappings of success that we feel was hard-earned. For me, I think it's a big trade-off. We're trading one thing that, yeah, we worked hard for something intangible but no less important. But we have to be clear that's what we're doing. We can't let go and not replace. We can still create. Again, it goes back to what Brooks called our crystallized intelligence. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.